USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is going to keep raising interest rates in an effort to fight inflation. That's what a top official said in a speech ahead of another expected interest rate hike. Philadelphia Fed President Patrick Harker said he believes the nation will have rates well above 4% by the end of the year. COVID vaccines may soon be added to the childhood immunization schedule. This after a CDC panel voted unanimously to recommend that kids get the jab ages 5 to 11. The schedule isn't mandatory, but states like Virginia, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Vermont, and Ohio all follow the CDC vaccination guidelines to set requirements for children being educated in schools. President Biden made the short trip from Washington, D.C. to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The president at the Fern Hollow Bridge, which became a symbol of the United States' crumbling infrastructure after it collapsed into a ravine. While visiting Pennsylvania, President Biden says a recently signed infrastructure law will improve thousands of bridges all across the country.
This is just one of 2,400 bridges across the country that are being repaired just this year because of this law.
With the midterms quickly approaching, voters are concerned about everything from the economy to health care and safety. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin says voters in his state are tired of the chaos.
Inflation is quietly stealing their hard-earned money. They're tired of their schools being in a state of chaos where they were shut unnecessarily for an extended period of time. Their kids suffered, and parents have been shut out of their kids' lives, and they're tired of crime in their cities.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. New polls show inflation as the leading issue for many voters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
New whistleblower documents suggest President Biden may have been aware of his son's business dealings. On Fox News, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley calls for more transparency from the White House and FBI.
We're just fed up with the political bias within the FBI and the Department of Justice. And are they following through on some of these things? And we just have to keep pursuing it. And I intend to keep pursuing it.
Investigators are continuing to look into a huge pileup on an interstate.
Interstate 5 near Albany, Oregon, was the site of a fog-caused pileup on Wednesday that continues to hinder traffic. Drivers continue to be detoured in the area between Portland and Eugene. 60 crashes, including a fatality, was reported by the Oregon State Police. 15 to 20 commercial vehicles and about 45 passenger vehicles were involved. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Southern California football star is making history on the field. 17-year-old Bella Rasmussen is from Laguna Beach, and she's now the first girl in the state to score two touchdowns in a high school game. She says she hopes to prove football isn't just a sport for men. Game 2 of the American League Championship Series set to take place in Houston tonight between the Houston Astros and New York Yankees. First pitch of that game set for just after 7:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.